Little Hand says it's time to rock and roll.
Bring the noise.
Everyone, welcome to the Everything Action Cast week of November 14th, 2011. I'm your host, Zach. Joining this week, we have Chris.
Hello.
And Joe.
This summer, step to the woo.
Okay. I will. So, I think we got a great show this week. We got tons of trailers to talk about later and news and a bunch of other stuff. So, why don't we get right into it with a show and tell? And Chris, what have you been watching over the last week?
I went on a big BBC, bonanza.
Yep.
Big black cocks.
Well, kind of.
BBC.com.
Oh, my bad.
You're supposed to go to BBC.co.uk is actually the right site.
This is the British internet.
Did they own it?
Basically.
So, I watched Luther of your recommendation, and like the first 5 minutes I didn't know what was going on because it's like just in res storytelling, and you know it's you don't need to know his background, you just like it happens, this like detective chasing some pedophile and he falls and like that begins like
he lets him fall.
Like, yeah, and that begins like Luther's like realization of like that maybe there's like some evil in him, but like a necessary evil. Mm-hmm. But you can't have necessary evil if you're a cop. Like that's like the rule. Like, have you seen The Shield? Like, in the sense of those cops, they're very like they're just like fuck it. I had to do like the bad thing to get like the right job done. You know, like sometimes you have to get your hands dirty to like prove something. Mm-hmm. But apparently, like, it's just a guilt thing to do in Britain if you, like, have to do, like, a bad thing to say, like, do, like, an overall good thing. I get it, but, like, it makes it so over the top with his character in the first few episodes about that.
He also has rage issues.
I know, but, like, that actually makes it's cool because it makes him a complex character.
Yeah,
but it's
I just
that,
love, like, you never know if he's just going to, like, go flip out and start destroying things. Like a door, or his office, or a computer,
his wife's
or something.
Door. Yep. There was the they introduced the redhead. What's her name?
I think Alice something.
Alice, yeah. She's as robotic as you mentioned her as the first time. Because she's got like complex emotions. Because she's like she doesn't understand.
Empathy. That's what.
Yeah, she has no empathy, so that makes her like four times as deadly as like a regular angry woman. Mm-hmm. So, they introduce her, and then, like, they just, for some reason, they're just friends. There's no thing that makes them, like, oh, hey, maybe we should hang out more. They're just kind of like, okay, Alice, you want to have coffee? Like, there's...
You murdered your parents and your dog brutally, but...
You're blatantly guilty, but because I can't prove it, and because I could prove it, but it would be, like, very illegal if I could.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just, you know, I really like troubled detectives make really great characters in a crime drama, but I imagine like they make awful friends, you know?
Probably.
Like Luther's a great detective. He's a like I read his article and stuff on like line about the character. Like he's supposed to be a genius. He's supposed to be this really like athletic guy and stuff.
Like he immediately like gets into like the criminals' heads and is like, this is what he's gonna do, or like this is why. Like, the one with, like, the cab driver is like, he's a cab driver.
Yeah, like, I couldn't deduce, like, half the things he got to. And it wasn't like, oh, you know, like, he's just really smart. It's kind of like, oh, let's do a search.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, keep, like, reducing the things. And then it's like, oh, there's our answer. It's just one of two people. It's always, like, the one person. It's like, wow, there's no mistakes. So, I mean, that happens in the first, like, three episodes where he just, like, starts deducing things. Like, the soldier guy?
Yeah.
There's an episode where there's a troubled soldier just going around London killing cops for no reason.
Yeah, Blitz style.
And then just to like, dick around with the police to prove, like, his point. And within, like, what, 10 minutes, he's like, he's a soldier. And then it's like, has to be this soldier because he has a record. And it's like, okay, and then keep going, like, just going down the list. Yep. And it's like, oh. So one guy, it's like, oh, that's really great deduction, but it's like, usually it takes like weeks of like real police work to get to. Again, and this is something I always wonder about London and most of the UK is that like the gun laws.
Yeah. Are super strict, but then.
They're super strict, but like every villain in this show had a gun.
That's why they're the villain, because they have guns.
But the thing is, it's like, if you. And some of these guns are probably registered, you know? Like, yeah, there's a black market, but some of these guns that people have killed each other with, like, they were, like, family guns or, like self-defense guns. Nothing crazy. Like, oh, that guy killed that dude with, like a machine gun. Except for the soldier character. Like, that's his one excuse. And, like, they said he's a soldier. So with that character, I gave away that he had guns. Like, that's okay. He was a soldier. Mm-hmm. But they get, like, really weird crimes where it's like, oh, a cab driver or a crazy woman or a vindictive, like, thief. You don't really... It's like, how the hell do people get these guns?
Yeah.
Luther doesn't carry a gun. Like, he doesn't believe in guns. So that's why he's always in trouble.
He just, like, goes over and just, like, yells at them.
Yeah. To follow with that, I watched Sherlock.
Yep.
Series 1, Sherlock.
All three episodes.
All three amazing episodes.
Granted, they are like an hour and a half each.
True, I thought it would be like a quick, you know, hour, 40 minutes. Nope, like an hour and a half. It's not bad. Like, it felt like a really complete story. The first and third episode are really great.
Yeah.
Second episode, when they start introducing, like, Orientals. Like, that's... Oh, that was just like a weird episode.
Yeah, it's like... There's a circus. There's like a Chinese circus that's like also smuggling things.
You're going too far. Let's go back to the tea ceremony for some strange reason. They focus so much on this tea.
Was it like the first 10 minutes of the episode is like this tea ceremony?
Yes. And like, yeah, it's like this curator from China is like explaining that the CERN tea set is made by drinking tea, then pouring the tea on it so it stains the clay.
Yeah.
I just explained. Took fucking 10 minutes for that to happen.
Because a lot of like slow-mo of like the teeth pulled over
it. And these people were like, ooh, ah. It's like, it's fucking tea.
Yeah, it's like the most exciting thing in the museum that day.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's like, they're doing the tea thing today.
You know your museum needs help when like a tea ceremony is bringing in the people.
Are there like fucking mummies there and stuff?
It's like it's a history museum. Yeah. So it's like,
the British Museum is, like, fucking awesome. They have, like, mummies and all sorts of stuff, so...
Yeah, like, the things they don't say, just in the background, like, I kind of want to see that. Like, there's just, like, cases of shit, but, like, they don't focus in on it. But, yeah, then it, like, leads to a, you know, like, classic Sherlock cases begin like that, where it's, like, a rich woman, you know, something stolen from her, then something bigger. I get it.
Yeah.
But this is, like, modern, and it's, like, oh, they're showing that old ancient roots of it. And then, like... It goes into madness from there.
There's like a ninja, isn't there?
There's a ninja. There's a gunfight. There's like a couple of gunfights.
Yep.
Then the circus comes to town.
Yep. The evil circus.
Only five people show up to each showing.
Like, oh, yeah, you see the group? So weird, yeah.
Yeah. It's such a weird, like, it's one of those like artsy new age circuses.
There's like this abandoned tunnel in like London and there's a circus going on.
No. I thought the circus was like an empty warehouse first and then the tunnel.
Yeah.
I do like the Robbie Downey Jr. inspired Sherlock. Did you notice that? Like,
yeah,
this is a Sherlock.
I think the first episode was definitely sort of like that, where it's like they like did a lot of the zoom ins and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Like, and he does the recall.
Yeah.
Where he can recall things or like predict what's he's gonna do.
Yeah. Yep.
I thought that was pretty cool. So it's like, if you like the first Sherlock Holmes movie, this is like what it would be like now. And it's, some parts are good. Some parts are like worse because Robert Downey Jr.'s character admits in the beginning of the first movie that, like, he's an asshole. That's why he's, like, the way he is. Mm-hmm. And he's lonely for it, but he acknowledges. This Sherlock, he's got, like, Asperger syndrome, where, like, he's just trying to be a dick because he can.
I'm the smartest man alive.
Pretty much. Except for astrology. That's, like, his weakness.
Oh, yeah.
He explains, like, I didn't really learn about the sun and, like, the earth and relations. I was like, this has to be a plot point, isn't it? And then out of nowhere comes out in the third episode.
Isn't Watson like, you do believe, like, the earth goes around the sun, right? He's like, maybe, I don't know. I didn't learn that stuff. I don't care about it.
Yeah. And, like, I thought that was pretty cool. He's shown his vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
But his vulnerability, like, they're starting. But I remember, like, in the second episode of Luther, it's like his vulnerabilities are all, like, laid out.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't help compare the two. It's because, like, the creators of Luther were fans of Sherlock. And then it's like, oh, okay. And then, like, you watch Sherlock, the competing show against Luther, and you're like, man, this is hard to compete. Like, it's like, they're similar, but, like, I like Luther a lot more than Sherlock. And, I mean, if you like classic Sherlock literature, great updates. You get to meet, like, Moriarty's introduced in such a weird fashion, and it's great because you didn't suspect him to be Moriarty. He pops up and is like, hey, I'm fucking Moriarty. And it's like, ah, you.
Just like, I think it's like the end of the first episode, the end of the second episode. It's just like, he's like on like, it's like a computer chat. Like this guy, M. Because like,
yeah, like
all the criminals are like working for him or something.
Yeah, it turns out they're all like connected somehow.
Yeah.
Except for the Chinese part. I remember, like, some of, like, their plot was, like, four different things going on at once.
Yeah, but they were still connecting Moriarty somehow at the end.
Yeah, at the end. Which is okay. I just wish that the show wasn't just three episodes long.
Yeah.
You know, I felt like there should have been,
like,
an episode
like,
where...
Should have been, like, usual, like, British style of, like, six, maybe.
I still understand how the hell can they get away with just, like, three episodes. Luther season two only has four episodes.
Yeah, it's so weird. TV is so weird.
I don't want to. I get, like, the thing is, they focus more on quality than quantity.
Yeah.
I get it. But it's like, who is, like, who thought this was okay? Like, oh, everyone's watching. We got good high ratings. Well, stop. It's the fucking community problem.
Oh, God. Don't even start that, Chris.
Talk about that later. Yeah. But I'm just like, I get it. But it's like, fuck. It could be just the American in me, you know, the, like,
mm-hmm.
crave, like, 26 episodes, we call that a season.
Yeah.
I'm having 13, you know, like, certain shows has only 13 episodes. I'm like, okay, that's a season.
Mm-hmm.
I can wait, but I'm just like, I need more. Ah. So I thought I could beat my Luther addiction by watching Sherlock, and that just made it worse.
There's like, a bunch of other, you might watch, like, Law and Order UK or something.
Or, like, Jekyll.
Jekyll's pretty good.
It's, like, made by the same creators of Sherlock, so...
Yeah.
We'll
it gets, like, crazy at the end. Like, I have no idea what the hell happens at the end.
Well, I don't think they wanted another season or something, but, like, they just didn't get it another season.
Yeah. I think there's another one, like, Whitechapel or something. Isn't there, like, weird British crime show?
There's another one I know you're talking about, and, yeah, like... Certain UK shows I'll watch, but it's like when it's just, it has to do about like the patrol officers or something. It's just like, yeah, it's just like, oh, they're just stumbling onto crime. They're not really solving anything. They're just kind of like, we found this body. It's like, oh. And it most likely, those shows, the most likely the villains weren't like geniuses or gun people. They were just like, oh, we had an argument. He fell out the window. I didn't call the police. That's the crime.
No, British show you should watch, Chris. Primeval.
Is that the one where, like, oh, yeah.
Where the dinosaurs start appearing in, like...
Yeah.
Time portals?
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's on Netflix, if you want to watch it.
A lot of things on Netflix, Zach.
It's so much better than, like... Terranova is, like, such, a, like, a horrible knockoff of Primeval. Because there's actually dinosaurs in Primeval, unlike Terranova. So, anything else besides British crime shows, Chris, that you've been watching?
No, I mean, I've been watching a lot of Dimitri Martin, that show, now and then.
Okay.
Good God, why?
just to mix it up, so I'm not watching a stream. Like, I could finish all... I try to finish all of Sherlock in, like, one sitting. But, like, I just I need to enjoy this. So I kind of, you know, broke it up by watching that Demetri Martin show.
Okay.
All because I didn't watch a lot of it on Comedy Central, but now, like, it's all complete, so I can just kind of, like, browse through it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still watching, you know, Walking Dead.
Yep.
And I caught up.
Episode is pretty good.
I'm actually missing, like, maybe an episode and a half. So.
You're kind of not, though, because all of these episodes are basically one big useless episode. Like, there have been two episodes where anything relevant happens, and we're like, oh.
This past week's episode was awesome.
Yes, absolutely. But, like, for the past 2 weeks, it's been kind of like, okay.
See, I caught up on the episode when they're, what's his face, and that fat guy were at that high school slash, like, center. And then I knew, like, he was going to do something. I was like, oh, he's going to fuck over that fat guy.
He sure is. Mm-hmm.
I think every movie I've seen that actor in, the fat guy, like, the fat hunter, like, he's always been fucked over.
I haven't really seen him in many things.
Oh, he was in,
I had to, like, look up his, like, IMDb or something, but...
Well, he was in Constantine, and he was. Did you see Constantine?
Yeah.
Anyway, he was the fat friend Constantine that, like, drowned in liquor.
Okay.
Remember, like, he had a drinking problem, and then, like, the devil or some, like, the evil demon dude was there, and then he cursed him.
Beeps. That's Mexican guy. Or was there another demon?
The guy in the suit.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So actually, Satan.
Was it Satan or?
Yeah.
Really?
Was it the guy who's usually a crazy Russian in Michael Bay movies?
No, that was Satan. Yeah, okay. I'm talking about... It seemed like how crazy this movie is, but I'm saying, like... No, there's a... all right. Point is, if you haven't seen the scene, then it's not memorable, but it's like that guy gets fucked over because he starts drowning in his lungs full of liquor.
I think I remember that.
Yeah, he's at the convenience store, and he's thirsty, then he starts drowning. Like, in his own, like, fluids for some strange reason.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Say anything else, Chris?
I was watching a lot of Community until, like, now I learned that they just put a break on it.
Well, it's going to be... It's probably going to go to, like, Christmas, and then it's going to be... It's not coming back mid-season is the thing.
Like, I don't understand that.
Yeah, I know. NBC is so stupid. They're, like, they're keeping Whitney on, but they're not bringing Community back. They're so fucking...
Who's watching Whitney?
I'm kidding. I'm sorry.
No one.
I couldn't keep a straight face.
It's because I watched the first episode, and it's insulting to, like, anyone.
It's because it's following The Office, and, like, Office still gets pretty good ratings. So it's
because people leave their TVs on halfway through Office and walk away.
Yeah, probably.
And then, you know, it's like, oh shit, we're giving ratings to, like, people who, like, aren't deserving it.
Or just like, oh wait, the show's starting. I have to change channel. I guess I'll just watch it.
Where's the remote? Ah, fuck it.
Yeah,
maybe she got naked. Maybe.
It's so horrible. Anyway.
Yeah, just because the show is playing doesn't mean someone's sitting there watching it.
Yeah.
So Joe, what have you been doing over the last week?
You know, just jacking it mainly. you know, it's so funny because when I was thinking about what I've watched to, like, talk about the show and tell, I realized that I haven't actually sat down to watch a movie in, like, 2 weeks. Like, probably more than that, actually. Don't get me wrong. I've been watching a ton of shit.
Yeah.
And there's a ton of shit shows. That I want to watch. But it's all shows, man. It's all like, random shows, too. Goddamn. But anyway, let's see what I have been watching. First and foremost, probably the thing I'm most excited about, I finally watched all of season one of Workaholics.
Yay!
Fucking awesome show.
It is.
I really should have given it a chance when it first came out. I think that show, I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say that it's much better on DVD because they don't bleep anything, and some of the stuff they say is absolutely fucking hilarious, but also, like, extremely foul. So, like, I feel like the bleeps kind of make it funny, too, but I'm kind of glad that the first time I really sat down to, like, watch a bunch of episodes, it was totally uncensored. So, I got to see what the on-demand situation is like for season two. And if it's, you know, already starting at, like, episode 3 or 4 or whatever, I'll just probably wait for the DVD release of that. Because Lord knows they're going to do it.
There's so many, like, season 2 is so hilarious.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing, and I really do want to see it. I really do want to see it, but again, like, it was just so great to sit down over the course of 2 days and, like, bang out all the episodes. Fucking hilarious, man.
Yep.
And, yeah, wow. I just have nothing but good things to say about it. So I'm really liking what I'm seeing so far, and I am definitely psyched to check out season 2. Other than that, obviously, like we were sort of talking about Walking Dead,
mm-hmm.
This week's episode I think was great.
Yeah.
Definitely, I would say, the most interesting sort of setup episode that we've had in a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even the thing with, like, the fat dude where they go hunting, I think, what was his name, like, Otis?
Otis, yeah.
Otis, yeah.
You know, I think that it kind of sucks, like, what happened, and I'm really trying to, like, avoid spoilers and stuff. Like, it sucks what the turnout is, but they kind of gloss over it.
Yeah.
You know? Like, a lot. So, you know, I know that it's going to come back to bite him, but, you know, I'm not really seeing how yet. And then the whole, like, you know, casual boning between Glenn and, like, slutty farm girl is kind of interesting, I guess. But
Daryl's stuff was awesome last week, too. This past week.
Yeah.
Daryl's misadventures.
Yeah.
And, like, Ghost cool. Michael Rooker.
He went on, like, a vision quest out in the woods. Woke up with, like, a zombie trying to eat through his boot. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, it's a really good thing he started at the bottom.
His spirit animal is racist Michael Rooker.
Yeah. His spirit lesson is just, like, prejudice. It's awesome. And
you
by
should
the
hate
way,
more.
My sister and I were talking about this, but, like, is that not just the worst day in, like, recorded history that anyone has ever had, ever?
One of them, yeah.
Like, what the shit? That guy fucking, like, falls off a cliff onto an arrow,
yep.
Nearly kills himself from the fall,
mm-hmm.
Then nearly bleeds out. Then he needs to climb up, like, fucking Jell-O Pudding Mountain. Like, that
like
was just, like,
90,
a vertical.
Yeah, 90-degree vertical.
It was a fucking, like, total 90-degree, like, Jell-O Pudding, like, blob. Like, there was no solid ground. Falls off of that, blacks out, wakes up, kills 2 zombies.
Yep.
Like, goddamn. And then his brother's like, are you gonna take off your high heels and climb? Like, motherfucker. Then he finally gets back, and crazy blonde bitch shoots him.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this bitch right here. I was like, if he's dead, I'm about to go find this girl in real life. And go crazy fan and, like, choke her out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, terrible fucking day for him. Also, Sons of Anarchy has been kicking ass. I know I say that every week, but it's true, so suck it.
Mm-hmm.
This past week's episode was an hour and a half, which I'm always a fan of when they do these hour and a half things. You know, the episodes just seem a little bit more fleshed out, which is nice. Not that that's usually a problem in the other episodes, but it just feels like there's a little more development happening in it, definitely. Usually, historically, in the show, when they've done these 90-minute episodes, it starts to really pick up after that, because these are used as sort of like setup episodes, which is nice. Setup they do, and next week I'm very much looking forward to this arc that's beginning to see where that goes. And then lastly, I have been keeping up with my Spider-Man animated series routine. And I'm in, I think, season 6 now, and this shit has just completely fallen apart. Like, I love the show, but they knew they were going down. Like, they really did. They knew they were gonna, they had to know that this was the last season, because they're like, you know what? Let's bring back the 6 American heroes. Let's just do that. Let's just, you know, let's completely make up the 6 American heroes and then bring them back. Okay? Let's do that. We're going to have the Wizard. We're going to have Black Marvel. All these random fucking people. We're going to make Captain America the girliest fucking hero we could ever have.
Wasn't he green? Does he have, like, a green tint to him?
Motherfucker is teal.
Yeah.
He's like pale, sick dog shit green. And he's like, his voice isn't, like, manly. He's like, let's do this for democracy. I'm like, oh, no. Did he really just say that? Like, Red Skull is just sort of like a bumbling German. Like, he's not even really, like, scary or, like...
He's, like, from, like, Hogan's Heroes or something.
No, he's like a Muppet of, like, a Nazi. He's, like...
He's a really playful, childlike character. He's like the retarded nephew of the real Red Skull. Like, if they came out and said that, I'd be like, oh, he's doing okay. But, you know, this is supposed to be, like, the guy who scared Hitler. You know, this is the guy who is so fucking terrifying that they're like, okay, we need to, like, create a superhuman to punch this guy in the balls. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, because we're fucking terrified. And he's just sort of like, I'm going to make my son Electro. You will have absolute power. Okay, what now, Wolfgang Puck? Like, Jesus Christ. Like, and every time he fucks up, he's like, I anticipated this. I'm like, did you?
Wait, Electro was his son?
Oh, Chris, you got to go back and watch this, man.
I forgot that. The only good thing that came out of that season was that All-Star episode where they have six different universe Spider-Mans team up.
Like, I know, because they do... Well, that's why I was saying that I think that they had to have known that they were going down, because they go through, like, six arcs in one season. It's like the six American heroes, Return of the Heroes, The Return of Hydro, Secret Wars, Scarlet Spider. Like, it's just...
Scarlet Spider, you're done, basically.
It's too much. And I like the Scarlet Spider, but it's too much. It's too damn much.
Mm-hmm. And Madeline is there. It's like,
she sure is. I was just starting to get so happy with her not being there. And plus, like, now Mary Jane has powers. Like, I'm about to be on part two of, like, The Return of Hydro. Or Hydro Man, whatever.
I'm going to spray you with water.
Yeah, I'm going to ruin your picnic.
You're doing it slightly damp. Weather. You're constantly
they should have just called him, like, Inclement Weather Bob.
Yeah.
And it would have been just as imposing as Hydro Man.
It's
getting really grim. Fucking Mary Jane has Hydro Man's powers now. I'm like, I'm watching this while I'm working out, so I'm like, am I just, like, short on blood? Like, am I not getting enough oxygen to my brain? Or, like, is this actually happening in front of me right now? Because I'm like, they have a lot of splaining to do tomorrow. I continue watching. But, yeah, I'll keep you guys posted on how that's going, but goddamn. Like, there are some episodes where I'm like, man, this show is the balls. And then there are other episodes where I'm like, oh, now I get it. Now I get it.
Did you get to see the whole UFC on Fox debacle, Joe? Or?
Oh, boy. You know what? Here's the problem. The UFC on Fox is a great thing for any fan of mixed martial arts. I don't care how you try to spin it.
Yeah.
You want to call them sellouts? You're a fucking dummy. You want to say that, you know, oh, well, Fox isn't going to give them the exposure that they need? The UFC doesn't need exposure at this point. It's popular enough. When you can walk into Spencer Gifts and Hot Topic and buy a shirt with an octagon on it that isn't, like, you know, a picture of, you know, I don't know, fucking some weird ironic hipster logo, you know, I think you're doing pretty well.
The octagon represents my soul of darkness.
Yeah, this is a sketch of my dong. Like, it's just sort of a... The thing that this represents with UFC being on Fox is, like, is the UFC and mixed martial arts in general being a legitimized sport. You know, that's basically what it comes down to. The only problem with that is the approach that they took. You know, I think Dana White was disappointed that the fight lasted a minute and 4 seconds. I think a lot of people were disappointed with that.
Yeah.
And listen, you know, I'm a huge MMA fan. Specifically, I'm a very big UFC fan. I watch all the promotions, but obviously the UFC does it best. And it's easiest to hate on them and call them a monopoly, but when there are 20 other fucking companies around doing stuff, that's not a monopoly. You know, they just do it best and have been doing it longest, and they have the biggest and best names. So now that I could take their dick out of my mouth for a second, you know, it seems to me like they were banking so much on this being like a 5-round epic that they grossly mismanaged their time.
Yep.
You know, the like half hour hype up to a 1-minute and 4-second fight, very disappointing. I'll give you an analogy.
It's the Dos Santos story.
It would be like talking, yeah, seriously, Brazilian Rocky. You know, it would be like talking shit to a stripper all night and then actually having her go, okay, let's fuck, and then it lasts a minute and 4 seconds, and you're like, well, I'm sure you can keep a secret. You know, I trust you won't be telling your stripper friends about this.
And no one will believe you.
Yeah, basically, you have no credibility, so my word against yours. That's basically what this was. And plus, they had an ass-kicking undercard that would have been great to see. I mean, Clay Guida versus Ben Henderson, that's a fight I really would have wanted to see and see for free on Fox. But unfortunately, I just have to read about that or watch it on Facebook, which I don't care what you say. Watching fights on Facebook is stupid. Mm-hmm. I want to watch the fights on a television. I don't want to sit at my computer or, like, stream it on my iPhone. What the shit? You could get it on TV.
Yeah,
I thought that was a joke that it was, like streaming on Facebook. I was like no, are they just, like, really updating the messages? Like,
they really do it. And listen, it's one thing to do it when it's fights that, like, you know, with really, like, the deep, deep undercard.
Yeah.
Where it's basically,
like, there's, like 10 people, like, when, like, the first 10 people arrive at the arena or something.
Exactly, exactly. It's basically just, like, they're more like audition fights for the most part. Because a lot of times it's just, like, local amateurs, or not amateurs, but, like, you know, local no-name sort of people. You know, sometimes you get fights on the undercard that have, like, one big name on it, and it wants to get, and that makes people want to show up a little bit early. But, you know, in this case, it wasn't, like, some shit undercard. I mean, in this case, the undercard was Ben Henderson versus Clay Guida, and now Ben Henderson is the number one contender for the lightweight championship. Like, don't you think that that's a fight that fans would have wanted to see?
Mm-hmm.
That's me.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion. I think the UFC on Fox is great. I think the UFC on FX and having the Ultimate Fighter on FX is much better than Spike, because honestly, Spike is kind of a joke at this point. You know, Spike TV said that they're done with mixed martial arts, and now they're going to have Bellator fighting on Spike TV. That's not good. Like, that's pretty dumb.
It's on MTV 2.
It's better than – listen, I'm happy for Bellator because Bellator has some sick fighters in there. I mean, my ex-girlfriend's little brother, the dude that he used to train with, Davidius Torosevicius, I know, try saying that 5 times fast. Just call him Dave, Dave T. You know, he's in Bellator, and that guy's a fucking beast. I'd love to see him fight. So, you know, I'm glad that they're going to get more exposure, but if Spike thinks that they're going to use Bellator to compete with the UFC, they're fucking retarded. I think what they need to do is say, hey, this is like the UFC, but it's Bellator. So watch it.
Yeah.
You know, that's how they're going to get viewers. They're only going to get better. You know, they pulled very, very solid ratings for the UFC on Fox. They're definitely going to be back. It's not like they, you know, weren't going to be back. They have a massive contract with them. But now I think they're going to say, you know what, let's run a full hour of fights. Or let's run maybe 2 hours of fights. And then eventually 3 hours of fights like it should be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the only thing that's going to be hard for them is giving up that primetime slot on Saturday nights. But as soon as college football is over and they don't have dick to show, I'm pretty sure,
like,
they'll be fine.
Who the fuck is still watching Cops?
Yeah, no one's watching Cops, motherfucker. And guess what? If you're in your house on Saturday night at 10 o'clock watching the Fox News, like the local Fox 5 news, you need to fucking kill yourself.
Yep.
Like, if you're not like an 80-year-old Spanish woman, like, surrounded by cats who, like, can't find the remote, or if you're not, like, already drunk or passed out, you have no excuse. No excuse.
Oh,
come on, man. Let's be serious.
Mm-hmm.
But looking ahead to this weekend, that's a solid fucking card they have. Just the main event alone, Dan Henderson versus Mauricio Shogun Hua. That's basically the Pride fight that everybody wanted to see that never panned out, because Pride is owned by the Yakuza. And they didn't really care about the fights. And more importantly for me, or actually what I'm more excited to see, is the Wanderlei Silva versus Kung Lee fight, which if you've never seen Kung Lee fight, this guy is basically the closest thing mixed martial arts has to, like, a real life Liu Kang. Like, his fucking kicks are just retarded. Like, he throws left high kicks like they're jabs. Like, and everybody talks about Crow Cop's high kicks, and, like, they're savage, don't get me wrong, but they're not, like, super fast. They're just really devastating. Kung Lee, he's like the fucking Zohan. Like, he'll just hit you with, like, the double face kick, you know, and you won't know what happened. But on that other side of the spectrum, you have Wanderlei Silva, who basically is the real-life Wolverine. Like, you know, yeah, he's been stopped before, but you basically know what you're getting with Wanderlei Silva. Like, as soon as the bell rings, he's putting his head down and he's just charging you. Like, whether that's good or bad for him, it's fucking exciting to watch. So I am very excited to see how that works out.
All right.
That should have been on the list.
Is there anything else, Joe?
No, that'll do it. I'm sorry about the UFC tirade, but I got my Italian blood got all hot.
We haven't had a UFC MMA minute in a while, so.
I know. I got to bring it back, man.
You should do like a weekly thing on the site, maybe.
Yeah, if I do it more consistently, I won't have these sporadic, like, fucking pent-up ex-girlfriend versus of Reed about the UFC. And you never took me to the disco and all these things. Oh, boy.
So, I watched a couple of movies besides my usual TV stuff. So first up, I watched Edison Force on Netflix.
I was thinking about watching that.
Which, like, it caught me because it's like the cast is just crazy. Because it's like Morgan Freeman, Kevin Spacey, Justin Timberlake, LL Cool J, Dylan McDermott.
Isn't John Cusack in it?
No. It's John Hurd, who's the dad from Boy Meets World. He's super fat now.
Yeah, he lost it.
Yeah. So yeah, just like this crazy cast, and it's like apparently they wanted to put it out in theaters, but like it just got panned at like Toronto Film Festival or something, so they put it on direct DVD. Like in like January or something, or maybe last year they put it on direct DVD. But basically it's about there's this town, it's like this city called Edison that has apparently had like super high crime rates and just like was like basically just like run by criminals. So like they formed this new like super effective
Edison Force.
Well, it's called Frat.
The Edison Fraternity,
which is like it's like first response assault team or something.
We're the bro unit,
basically. Yeah.
Wow.
So they just go around and just, like, beat the shit out of drug dealers and stuff. They basically got the city back to normal. But then but then somehow they became super corrupt because of all that power that they had. And then, like, Justin Timberlake is, like, a reporter for, like, the local, like, clip and save newsletter thing that Morgan Freeman runs. But then he, like, comes across, like, this, like, writes this article about, like, how about this like, one case that, like, where, like, LL Cool J and Dylan McDermott are like their partners, and like Dylan McDermott like stole a bunch of drugs from these guys and like killed one of them, and was like, "Hey, if you say that your friend went crazy on crack, then we won't kill you." Huh. So then he goes to like he gets into jail, and then like Justin Timberlake like tries to like figure out like what actually happened. Then Dylan McDermott like is like super coked out and tries to like kill Justin Timberlake and stuff.
Well, that's a natural reaction.
Yeah. The whole thing is corrupt. Like, LL Cool J is the only, like, reasonable person on the frat. And Morgan Freeman was...
He is a pretty reasonable dude, so...
It seems like... His name's Wraith or something.
Oh, boy. That's what I think of when I think of LL Cool J. I think reasonable and cool-headed.
Yeah.
Down to earth.
And also classic movies like Deep Blue Sea and SWAT.
Exactly. Lately, I also think of Chris O'Donnell.
Yeah. NCIS LA. The cool one.
Oh, boy.
But anyway, it's actually, I would say it's more competent than the usual direct-to-DVD stuff.
Like, thank
God. There's some good action scenes in it. Like, it's not going to be, it's not like, I can see why they didn't release it in theaters, but if you're going to watch a direct-to-DVD movie, it's not a bad choice. Especially with, it's got, like, Morgan Freeman and Kevin Spacey in it, so. Kevin Spacey has, like, crazy Nicolas Cage hair in this movie, too, which is awesome.
Oh, nice.
Like National Treasure 2 style. I'm just, like, it's sort of a mullet, but it's also, like, looks like an eagle is on his head or something.
It's an eagle mullet.
Yep. So, yes, that's on Netflix, you want to check that out. And then, but the main thing I watched this past week was Immortals.
Was it what?
Immortals.
The Immortals.
Oh, God.
The new Tarsem Singh 300, from the producers of 300, Sword and Sandals epic.
Oh, boy.
How was that?
It's not bad. It's definitely like 300 light.
Yeah. I could tell because I've seen the previews.
Yeah.
Since fucking April.
Like
every goddamn movie I've gone to see, the theme immortal.
Is it the one where like John Hurt's like explaining everything? Like, yeah, in the beginning,
that's the only one.
The gods and titans fought.
Dude, I swear I'm not. I'm not trying to say this to be funny. Every movie, except Zookeeper, every other movie had an immortal strip. Maybe Zookeeper had it, and I just blended it in. I don't know.
You know, it's definitely like every 3D movie has had it. Every action movie basically has had it. So
any movie with dialogue. Had it.
But I mean, it's not a bad like 300 sort of knockoff thing.
They've been worse, so
yeah, like Clash of Titans or something. But
what was the Centurion?
Oh, Centurion was awesome.
Was it?
Yeah, it was.
Right.
Anything Neil Marshall does is awesome. Doomsday.
Ugh.
No.
Man, I had that movie on Blu-ray.
Why?
It's amazing.
I suppose that's as good a reason as any.
Anyway, so, it's got some really good action in it. Especially, probably the highlight of the movie is, like, when the gods actually come down and start fighting people.
Because
I do this thing where, like, the gods are, like, moving at normal speed, but whenever they hit someone, they go in, like, slow motion. So, like, someone, like, I don't know, I couldn't really tell who was who besides, like, Zeus and Athena and stuff. But, like, they would hit someone with, like, a hammer, and, like, they would, like, fly backwards in slow motion, and they'd go, like, hit, like, five more people.
I thought I saw the preview of that. Like,
yeah, like, the part where, like, they're just, like, destroying the, like, Titans.
Yeah. Or not the Titans, but the gray guys?
Yeah, those are Titans.
The Mighty Titans.
It seemed like they didn't win that fight too well.
No. But yeah, I mean...
No, they didn't.
They just, like, fucking destroy people. Like, especially when they're, like, there's, like, one fight where they're fighting, like, just regular dudes. And there's, like, they just come down and, like, pop, like, five, six guys' heads, like, with a hammer in, like, a span of, like, 5 seconds. Just, like, psh, 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 psh. It's, like, heads popping all over the place.
Sounds pretty sweet, actually.
Yeah, like, the last 20 minutes are probably the best part of the movie, because they have, like, the big epic battle, and then, like, the gods come down and actually start fighting people.
Bitchin'.
Henry Cavill is not bad. Our future Superman.
Good.
He's definitely more like the more classic sort of, like, Greek mythology movies, like Harry Hamlin or something from Clash of Titans, the original one.
Mm-hmm.
Mickey Rourke is, like, just completely, just, like, chew scenery. He's, like, I imagine he just, like, drank, like, an entire bottle of Jack Daniels before every day.
Yeah, that sounds about
he's
right.
He's just, like, there, just, like, every scene is, like, him just, like, sitting with, like, eating, like, the fruit in, like, the most disgusting way possible and, like, killing someone randomly.
He's a method actor, I get it.
Like, there's, like, a scene where, like, he's, like, interrogating, like, this monk. He's, like, eating peaches and just, like, slopping all over the place and, like, throw them in a pot.
No, yeah, keep going. It's working for me.
And he has crazy helmets and stuff and all his, like...
Yeah, what the fuck? He's got the, like, Beetleborg, like, helmet that he wears for, like, most of the previews.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait.
He's got, like, the one that has, like, the gold face mask on it. And then, like, all his guys, all his, like, soldiers have, like, these, like, weird, like, leather face sort of, like, weird, like, masks. And then he also has, like, crazy, like, lieutenants. There's, like, one guy who's, they call the Beast. And he has, like, a barbed wire bullhead helmet. And then there's, like, he has, like, poisonous claws that he uses to, kill, like, attack people with. And he's, like, 7 foot tall.
Okay.
So, yeah, like, but it's, you know, it's Tarsem Singh, so it's, like, a lot of, like, crazy costumes and shit going on. Because he did, like, The Fall and The Cell, so.
Well, The Fall is very artsy, yeah. But, like, the story wasn't bullshit like this. And this, I'm just like, I don't know what's going on.
Well, it's like, super, just, like, simple, like, Clash of Titans sort of thing. Where, like, we gotta go with this bow and stop this guy from being the bow.
Right, boss.
And McRourke wants to, like release the Titan so he can, like, destroy Earth and Heaven because, like, his family died and the gods didn't do anything about it or something.
Crimea River.
Oh, I get it. I guess, like, you could just do that back in the day.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck you, God.
Like, he's basically destroyed all of Greece, too. Somehow.
I'll show you.
But, yeah, it's not bad. Overall. I give it like a 3.5. I didn't see it in 3D either, but cause I was watching 3D like a little bit at work, and it looked really muddy, so I just didn't bother with it.
Was it like a cheap trick 3D, would you say?
It's just like, the movie's kind of dark already, so like, you put the glass on, it's just like, you can't tell what's going on. Just like blob, like 3D blobs like moving around.
Yeah, it might be a movie that relied a little too heavily on 3D.
There's only like a couple things that like are really like 3D.
Yeah, because they really beat the whole 3D thing over your head.
Yeah.
The previews. So. Goddamn.
But yeah, if you're looking for some 300 style stuff, it's I'd say it's good at like a matinee or like a rental when it comes out on DVD or Blu-ray. So when I move on, because we have for news we have a ton of trailers to talk about. I don't know if it's just because like holiday movies are coming out or something, but past week and a half, it's just been like six trailers that came out.
Yeah, it was like an assault of like, yeah. Watch these movies!
Trailer! So,
hey, at least it's better than like trailers for the Smurfs, so.
Yeah.
Smurfs is a good-ass movie.
I will kill you, Joe.
I JK.
So, why don't we kick it off with something we're always excited about here at Everything Action. A Jason Statham movie. So, his latest one for next year... Like, I think one of probably three. It's like this one in Expendables 2, probably. Is Safe. Which was actually supposed to come out this year. But they delayed it till March next year.
Bastards.
But basically, Jason Statham is like, I think he's a former cop.
Yeah.
Jason Statham is a former something or other.
And then he rescues a 12-year-old Asian girl from a subway car, which she's getting attacked by thugs. And then he finds out that she like memorized some sort of like code or some sort of important
pattern of numbers.
Yeah, that like the Russian mafia, the Chinese mafia, and corrupt New York City police want it for some reason. I think it's actually like a safe combination, which hence the name Safe.
Yeah, but like. It's a good plot, because we haven't seen something like this since Mercury Rising.
Yeah.
But then, you gotta throw in the stereotypes here. Instead of an autistic young boy, we have a little Asian girl who can memorize patterns of numbers.
Yeah.
And Jason Statham, like, is just a rugged, failed something. And now he's like, I guess I should, like...
rugged.
He's got Statham for one.
Like, he goes from, like hobo wear to, like, he's wearing suits again for some strange reason.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then he can speak Russian.
If Jason Statham's wearing a suit, it's usually a good movie.
If he's wearing a suit, it's usually bad news.
Oh, yeah.
In his way.
Because no one kicks ass in a suit like Jason Statham.
True. That's a scientific fact.
It's his karate gi. It's fine.
It gives him karate powers. But, I mean, it looks like typical awesome Jason Statham-ness.
Goddamn right.
Like, I mean, like, earlier this year we had Mechanic, which was awesome. So.
Yes, it was.
He wasn't wearing a suit in The Mechanic, was he?
He didn't. Once or twice, maybe, I think.
Bronson movie.
Hmm.
So, I say, like, just keep him coming.
Seriously. I think, and I'm about to be a little blasphemous here, guys. But if they ever decide to remake Death Wish,
Jason Statham,
I think it can only be one man.
Yeah,
and that man is Jason Statham.
I would watch that movie.
I would watch the shit out. I was just thinking about it. I was like, God damn. I can see the preview now.
They should remake Death Wish 3.
And only Death Wish 3.
Yeah.
And just call it Death Wish 3. just remake it and just fucking release it.
Wait, wasn't there a 1 and 2?
Death Wish 3.
Now he's got a bazooka.
And it'd be great.
Careful,
if the preview
was like, first they killed his wife, then they killed his autistic dog, now they killed his new girlfriend.
And it's like, wait, I don't remember the first two movies coming out.
But
they did, don't worry.
But don't
worry. Try to find them.
But don't worry, yeah. He bought a rocket launcher from some guy in the street.
Well, guys, you don't want the Leonard Part 6 like syndrome.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like, you know, that happened. That was a movie. I actually like that movie. I shouldn't, but I do.
What happened to the other five parts?
I don't know. It's somewhere in the plot of the sixth.
Yeah.
Like, never make a first movie where you refer to things that didn't happen yet. Or you're not going to be
Star
sure.
Wars.
True, but at least Star Wars was like a complete story. This was like, hey, do you remember that thing that happened in the last movie? It's like, fuck.
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all. And it didn't exist.
So other trailers. We actually got our first look at the, like, one of the most bizarre things for next year is, like, the dueling Snow White movies.
Yeah, what the fuck is this about,
I don't,
man? I could never predict that in, like, 100 years that
nobody
would ever be, like,
could.
A thing.
Nobody, you know, could. But now you know that specifically if Snow White and the Huntsman makes, like, any money, it's just going to be, like, gothic, borderline gothic, quasi-action retellings of, like,
yeah.
Classic.
Cinderella!
No. They try to do that in the Brothers Grimm, remember that?
Yeah,
but now they're just going to give them, like, their own movies, probably.
If any
of these do well. Mark my goddamn words.
But, like, I like the Brothers Grimm, so this is, like, okay, this is sort of, like, I can't get that again, so I'll pick, like, their ugly cousin as, like, the best choice.
I can't take
the hot girl, but, you know.
And part of the reason why Brothers Grimm was cool was because it was, like, a one-off. Like, nothing else at the time was like that, so you're like, oh, this movie's pretty efficient. You know, I mean, I guess the closest thing was, what, like, Sleepy Hollow, probably?
Yeah.
Just in the sense that it was, like, a sort of...
Well, they tried to do, like, last year they tried to do, like, Little Red Riding Hood, like, Red Riding Hood.
Yeah, yeah. No, they didn't.
It was a dinner for, like, 2 weeks.
No, nobody remembers that.
Yeah.
I don't think Gary Oldman will admit to being in that.
It looked like he was the best part of the movie because he had, like, a crazy, like, Russian accent. And he was, like, running around just, like, murdering people. You're the werewolf!
Yeah, Gary Oldman will basically be in anything.
Basically,
like,
yeah.
I love him. He's a phenomenal actor. But, I mean, if you give him a script, you know, that's pretty much devoid of spelling errors. Like
that, he'll be in it, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, of the two... Snow White and the Huntsman definitely looks way, way better than Mirror Mirror.
Dude, the other one is like a Julia Roberts, like, one-woman show from that fucking trailer that they cut.
God, yeah, she is just so, like, hammy.
I know. It's like everything she says, there's that underlying, like, hey, I'm Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
Like, undertone to it.
Well, I was telling Chris, like, before the show started that it's like looks like it would be in a movie doing parody, like, trailers.
Like, Disney movie.
Yeah.
The movie. Scary movie.
And also, it somehow looks worse than, like, Tim Burton's Alice in Wonderland.
I didn't think that was going to happen in my or my children's generations. But, yeah.
Never forget.
Oh, goddamn.
I'd say a sequel to Alice in Wonderland. I was like, I would never have thought that.
I mean,
live action sequel.
$1 million, Chris.
That's like saying...
Not.
That's like saying,
not see that movie.
What? That's like saying sequel to Purple Rain or something. Or...
I think they tried that, and it was like some weird movie that Prince made.
Really? There was a sequel to Purple Rain?
Well, he made another movie after it. That was like his follow-up, and it was just like...
Oh.
It was in my year of flops, because it made like no money.
Or sequel to like La Bamba.
Where are you pulling these movies from, Chris?
La Bamba.
I don't know.
Or...
I'm just saying, like, that's how crazy, like, I would never think of, like, oh, they want to make another movie?
If it makes $1 billion, then yes.
That'd be like making a Roadhouse 2 or a Dirty Dancing 2.
Oh. Wait, Patrick Swayze was in Dirty Dancing 2, Havana Nights.
Yeah, but wasn't it like for... I love that you know the tagline. But wasn't it for like 4 seconds, though?
Yeah, I think he showed up at like the beginning and like, I'm passing the torch to you kids.
It's like Arnold showing up at the beginning of Walking Tall.
Or Rundown. Like,
Rundown. It's like, yeah, have fun in there. It's like, what?
Well, the new action star.
Just have fun in there. You know, you're in the club. Loosen up.
we're playing Missy Elliott in there.
Yeah. Was he supposed to play a character or something?
No, it was like, just it was him.
Oh.
He was just himself at the club. Partying with Notre Dame frontline, whatever they were.
Molesting, Hispanic babes.
Yeah.
Trolling for women.
Yep.
Would you like to have my baby?
Well, you're going to. Hold still. Oh, that was good. Now clean my rugs.
Hey, speaking of The Rock, we also...
No, don't say it, please.
Journey 2, The Mysterious Island trailer also came out. No. Again, the sequel to Journey to the Sunny Earth starring Brendan Fraser.
Why don't they call it Journey something else, not Journey 2? Because I thought, like, I missed Journey 1. Like, I know Journey the band. I was like...
I wish this was about Journey the band.
Hey, why don't they just call it something totally fucking different?
Like The Mysterious Island, which is this...
Yeah.
Yeah, let's just lose all association to Journey to Center of the Earth 3D. And nobody remembers stupid, that movie.
And, like, isn't no character from that movie in this movie?
The Josh Hutcherson isn't it as, like... Like, same character. He was Brendan Fraser's nephew in the first one. Now he's, like, off
trying to find his
grandpa.
Own?
Yeah.
Now he's
grandpa
like.
Grandpa Michael Caine.
Whoa. So it's wing. Brendan Fraser's father. And now the.
No, Brendan Fraser's grand. Wait, was it? Would that make sense?
That would make sense then. Or it's someone related to him, right?
The Rock. Well,
why is he teaming up with The Rock?
The Rock,
like you just
the Rock is his mom's new boyfriend.
Why doesn't he team up with The Rock, Chris? Come on.
Because it seems like. Are they, like, is he being abducted? Like, is this, like, an Amber Alert? Like, what the fuck's going on? The Rock just, like, stole this kid.
Yeah.
This summer, The Rock is Pedo Bear.
Like, I remember The Rock, he helped people escape from which mountain?
Yeah.
And now he's helping, like, a kid find his grandfather.
No, he didn't help them escape. He helped them get there really fucking fast.
Okay.
Ah.
Race to which mountain?
Escape, Race 2, I always forget, like, why about this mountain? They're either running away
the sequel will be happening. And they'll probably call it Escape from Which Mountain.
No, the original was like, Race 2 and Escape, so...
Start using, like, the Planet of the Apes, like, titles.
Rise.
Like, Which Mountain.
Race to Which Mountain.
The Horrors of...
Yeah.
Monkey Day, I don't know.
Monkey Day.
Conquest of the Which Mountain.
Wasn't there, like, Battle for the...
Yeah.
Battle for Witch Mountain. Oh, man. And then Rise of the Witch Mountain will come out years later.
Yeah. Man.
People won't expect much from it, but they will be satisfied.
I'm trying to think. Wasn't this guy the same character from... is he the same actor from Percy Jackson?
Josh Hutcherson?
Yeah, or am I thinking of someone else?
I don't know what he's... He's in, like, everything coming up. But
hey, don't worry.
I think he's some Disney person. Maybe he's. I think he's some Disney person. Maybe.
Well, Vanessa Hutchinson's in it.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, cool. She's trying to salvage her career.
After Sucker Punch.
Oh. Yeah. I'm like why is Michael Caine in this movie? Because I feel like he's a like. It's
you
like
hammered him.
Is he like the? Because he plays the character. He plays that like. What's that? Because there was that, you know, the character when it was Alfred explaining his past about burning that African forest
shit. Like
it's just like, now he's a mercenary. He's like adventuring in like a mystery island. It's like Bruce Wayne. He left me here to die.
We burned the forest down.
Well,
the Rock is definitely the jewel thief.
When he's like I guess he's like a jumble. He's like out of the Jungle Book or something.
Yeah,
he's like classic like 18th century or like 19th century like British explorer.
He looks like the
blue.
He looks like the
caricature of like the Adventure Club
yeah.
guy from South Park. It's like the same attire. I'm just like
he's like one of those like giant like elephant guns.
Yeah.
I'm going to hunt a tiger.
And why are they on the island if it's like it's sinking? I didn't understand that.
Well, they got their helicopter crashed because of the tornadoes. And they end up on the island that had like giant bugs and stuff and Atlantis.
Oh, you really broke this motherfucker down, didn't you?
Well, it's not that hard. It's like, it goes from, like, the introduction characters to accident to finding Grandpa to yeah. be like, this island's cursed.
This island, this island is Atlantis, and it also has a volcano that shoots cold, and then it's also sinking. There's also giant bugs.
It's like, ancient shit's on it, but then does it constantly sink and destroy itself? Then, like, who keeps rebuilding this? I don't know. Too many questions that I kind of want to know.
They got there, like, the worst possible time, then.
Yeah, I know.
But they're right when it's sinking.
Oh, you came during Great Destruction Season.
Yeah.
Bad time to visit.
Man, I guess the first one did okay. Cause it was like, I think it was like early, like, 3D, this is gonna be the future.
3D? Zound.
It was pre-Avatar 3D, if you can believe that.
So, like, yeah, throwing
there
rocks.
Was a time.
I remember the cover.
Well, there's literally a scene where, like, I think it's either Josh Hutcherson or Brendan Fraser, like, using a yo-yo, and it's, like, going right at the screen. Like, you're under the yo-yo, and it's, like, coming at you.
Disgusting.
So, anyway, that's happening next year. Next summer. And last sort of big trailer we should talk about is, the full trailer for Brave came out, the new Pixar movie coming out next summer. Scottish princesses?
It sounds like the girl from, Boardwalk Empire. The voice. I'm pretty sure it actually might be her.
Is that actress Kelly MacDonald?
Let me ask my friend IMDb. Internet. Yes. Donald. Let's find out.
Like, I don't...
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, it is. I know it. I know it.
Like, after watching the show, I still have no idea what the hell this movie is about.
Well, I watched it like twice and
trying to figure it out. It's a mashup of what? Mulan, Tangled, Little Mermaid, and a little bit of Braveheart, I guess.
A lot of it. There are going to be so many fucking Braveheart and Highlander jokes in that movie. Are you kidding me?
Okay, true.
I hope Highlander jokes.
I hope Sean Connery is just.
I hope Sean Connery
falls deep in that movie.
Ramirez.
Threw in a Boondock Saints.
There can be only one.
Shows up. The Kurgan is like the thing that like is the evil thing that gets unleashed. She has to like go fight. Is the
holy shit! I would watch this movie then if the Kurgan was in it.
Princess Merida, whatever the hell your name is.
So we're judging by the. We're judging by the trailer, saying how it's like this little girl wants to compete against men in a competition like to be a great Scotland warrior.
Or like some sort of like ancient, like traditional like contest that these like Scottish families have.
Well, it's like the Scottish strongman contest.
Yeah.
But a girl can't enter for some strange reason.
It's the Scottish Highland Games.
Mainly because she's lesser.
She has red hair.
Bleeds. Yeah. How many things do you need me to name? I mean, come on.
How many people do we need to upset?
Yeah, seriously.
And then, like, what? She does something, which the trailer doesn't explain, that gets people in trouble, or her in trouble.
Yeah.
And she has to go on a brave adventure to fix it. But we don't know what she did wrong.
Dude,
they
don't say shit about it.
There's a bear.
It's like, ah, you shouldn't have done that.
There's bears, there's panicky women, there's,
well, you know.
Horse riding. Lots of horse riding.
There's a lot of rocks and mist. So, it looks like a nice movie, I just don't know what the hell, like, why. Like,
yeah,
I don't know why this is a movie. It just seems Nobody like, woman struggles, the movie, like, oh, okay.
Or like, it's like a Scottish, like, tourist, video that Pixar made.
Behold the horrors of womanhood.
Come visit the Scottish Highlands.
I guess they couldn't call it, like, first period, so they just sort of decided to call it Brave.
Mm-hmm. Again, she's brave for her first period.
Yeah, there you go, buddy. You're getting it.
Like Cars is Cars is like doing it in Cars.
Yeah, there you go.
They're tackling the important issues.
We are.
Pixar.
I mean, Pixar hasn't made a terrible movie unless it stars talking cars, so...
Yeah.
Whoa. Which really, a lot of people unfairly blame that shit on Larry the Cable Guy, but you just have to remember, that motherfucker was hired to, like, be Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah.
It's not like he fucked it up. They knew what they were doing.
And again, Michael Caine. Why?
Yeah. You know what? Michael Caine and Gary Oldman will basically be in anything.
Although Michael Caine is sort of like, is a little bit more choosy, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, now, but back then,
he pops up
Michael
in a lot
Caine.
Of shit.
Yeah.
This motherfucker's in a lot of shit.
So, I think that's pretty much it for, like, the trailers that came out. There's a couple others. There's, like, Hunger Games trailer and some weird Catch 44, which is some weird, like, Bruce Willis direct-to-DVD movie that's coming out next week.
Yeah, I was not interested in that.
It's like, where did this movie come from?
I didn't know he makes direct-to-DVD movies.
Like, what time portal does this come out?
I don't think he does.
Was this like a Blowfinger scam where like he thought it was like a real life situation and they just filmed it and they're like, oh, by the way, this is actually like a new age like method of filming where it's like, like we didn't kidnap your daughter. We're just kidding. We filmed
JK,
it.
Okay, lol.
Yeah.
Fuck, who knows, maybe.
I thought there was another Bruce Willis movie that was like direct to DVD that came out. Oh yeah, there's that one Setup. Came out like last month or 2 months, or 2 months ago. With like him and 50 Cent.
What?
That's not good.
It was like Bruce Willis and 50 Cent were like in like this like bank heist movie.
What?
That's
really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Like, I know Val Kilmer and 50 Cent have made at least three movies together.
They sure did. Oh, shit. Thank you, Chris, for knowing that.
He's on Netflix. It's like, hey, you like action comedy? I'm like,
I know.
Yeah.
You like 50 Cent? Like,
I watched all of them my senior year of college. I'm like a drunken bender with Mike Jude.
Or it's either like they're one's a cop, they're both cops, like one's bad cop.
One's a Katrina looter, one, you know.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
One needs to be Batman, I don't know.
Yeah. So Setup has Bruce Willis, Ryan Phillippe, 50 Cent, and Randy Couture.
Wow.
I feel like this is like a Superman kind of trap where it's like, welcome, gentlemen. You are all like respected members of your own field and now brought together to make a movie.
It was like they had a weekend off from Expendables. That's what I meant.
Well, Ryan Phillips isn't really doing much, so.
No.
And the last movie I saw him was like MacGruber.
MacGruber, yeah.
And that was like the last thing. And that, you know. That movie didn't do well.
No, it's an understatement, Chris.
It was also fucking terrible.
It was.
So.
I like the jokes. It was funny. Like, the first time you watch it, you laugh.
Eh,
like,
no, some of them fell right on their goddamn face, and I was like, oh, I can't support this.
Yeah.
This is bad.
So, anyway, you can check out all the trailers on everythingnation.com. You can, if you want to go to our features, go to Trailer Park. You can see all the trailers that we put up there. It's extremely convenient. So, other news from the past week. We actually got to look at some abandoned concept art from the Crow reboot with Bradley Cooper.
Thank goodness.
You mean we went through the garbage for these sketches?
Yeah, the dumpster that these were in. And like,
dude,
oh, we'll the internet.
You know what the best part of that concept art was? That the artist, like, drew a really good Bradley Cooper. I would, like, commission
with,
him
like,
to draw a picture of
like,
Bradley
like
Cooper
different,
for me.
Different stylish haircuts.
Oh, no. That was terrible. It's like they just looked at it. You know what that looks like? It looks like the artist, like, took some LSD and then watched, like, an I Love the 80s marathon. It was just like, what are the most outlandish haircuts that I saw in 80s pop videos? Okay, yeah, that's what the Crow's gonna look like.
Yeah.
They gave him, like, black wings. Like, he basically looked like a fucking, like... He looked like a goddamn Affliction shirt. It was terrible. You know? Like, all he needed was, like, a jester hat and some tears. And they gave him, like, a fucking douchey Bret Michaels hat at one point, too. It was, like, the cowboy hat with, like, the skull on it. I was like, oh, this is really not good. And if you want me to get really fucking balls deep and nerddom with this one, I was like, oh, well, the cowboy hat with the skull on it could be a throwback to the character who was cut from the first movie by the name of the Skull Cowboy. If you don't believe me, check out YouTube.
Skull Cowboy.
Dude, I wish I was.
That would go, well, that would go along with the names from that movie, like Top Dollar and Tintin.
Fun Boy.
T-Bird.
Oh, God. Oh, terrible.
Did any of you guys actually read the comic,
no.
The original one?
Yeah, actually. I think I have a few of them, too, somewhere in my pile of comics.
But, like,
yeah, they were very different.
Yeah, like the way, like, most people grew up on the Brandon Lee one, like I did, yeah. And I read the comic and it was like,
as
whoa,
yeah, it's much much different.
Mm-hmm. It takes him like over like 2 years to get vengeance or something like that too. Like,
his time, he's in purgatory basically.
Yeah,
it's basically revealed that like Earth is like purgatory.
And the Crow's like taunting him the entire time too.
Yeah, he's like, hey, faggot, like, why don't you
your
shut up and do
it? Dead.
Yeah.
Stop being sad.
Yeah.
Stop being a clown or something. Like, I remember, like, it wasn't like, he wasn't trying to be a, like, what was his makeup style? It was all, like, French sad mind looking thing or something. And now that's actually, like, it's like, now he looks like a bad juggalo if you think about it.
Really does.
Oh, man.
Some of that concept art was terrible.
Yeah, I was like looking at him, like he doesn't look like a clown. He looks like a douchey juggalo. So,
oh, man.
Yeah. Maybe because like the it's times like, have changed. Well, granted, because it was like the looks of like clowns back in the '80s were like a lot different than they are now.
I suppose. I mean,
that was like weird for even like '80s.
Not like an '80s. Okay.
It was like from a French like silent movie or something. That mask that he had.
True. I'm just saying,
some
like,
weird
you can't, but, like, think about clowns now and clowns back then. I'm like, clowns now are, like, like, people don't think clown. They think juggalo first, and then clown. So.
He looked like, the guy that looked like some, like creepy 40-year-old guy who just, like, hangs out at, like, Spencer's or something, or Hot Topic.
Yeah.
Just pick up high school girls.
I can never imagine Bradley Cooper wearing half that shit, because it's like, he's not 20 anymore. Yeah. He's like, isn't he like close to 40? So it's like, he's gonna look ridiculous.
Hence why he is not in the project anymore.
Or why the whole project's probably not gonna happen.
Oh no, it'll happen. But it'll be worse. And, you know, mark my words, it'll happen.
Channing Tatum.
Oh god.
I'll take it.
Jason Statham.
Yes!
The Crow.
Fuck,
dude,
yes.
I would watch the shit out of that.
Oh, you like to play with knives?
Yeah. Oh, man. What a great sequence.
He'd basically just be his character from Expendables. just kill people with knives.
Dude, he would be too badass, though.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Like, everyone would be dead within, like, 4 minutes of him coming back.
You would not be able to believe that
bullets can't kill me.
You would not be able.
Wait, what happened?
You wouldn't be able to believe that he actually got killed by someone.
Yeah, that's true. It's like, oh, did you find your girlfriend being raped? Yeah. And then I raped the rapist and then killed everybody. It's like, wait, what? Why did you kill her? Because she was stupid for opening the door. I taught her better than that.
Wait, doesn't that actually kind of happen in Expendables where he beats up her current boyfriend's, her current hit, when he goes and does that basketball beat up thing and weird?
Well, she got like her eye punched in or something, and he's like, "Oh, I'm gonna go kill these blokes."
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
I just forget that was a part of Expendables because like they're not on the island yet. Oh, he's still like free time.
No, they're still not on Eric Roberts' Isle. The Isle of Roberts.
So, I think it's probably it for news. Unless you guys want to talk about the Lego movie.
Nope.
How is that even going to work? I don't know.
There's like two Lego TV shows, so.
Yeah.
It could.
Maybe it's just like, it's like the Lego MMO where it's just like every single Lego set is just like together in one world. Like space is like interacting with like ninjas and stuff.
God, I hope so.
Then like, and there's like evil, there's like evil Lego thing, or like evil Lego creatures that come in and they have to like fight them.
Yeah,
I think it's what happens in the MMO Lego universe.
I didn't play that.
I read about it.
I'm more interested in the Power Rangers MMO.
Who are you gonna be, Chris?
Oh, man. Green, blue. I think it'd be ballsy to be a Red Ranger.
Do you have the leadership skills to be a Red Ranger, though, Chris?
I don't know,
man.
I think he does.
Yeah.
I mean, all it takes is, like, one fuck-up to reveal your identity, or, like... I'm trying to think of other cliches. You start doubting your powers.
Are you a stupid jock?
Or like, another rival color shows up, yep, and just like, oh, I'm in charge. And they steal your girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, do they.
Those damn rival Rangers.
Jason was all about the Pink Ranger. Yeah. And then Tommy just like, okay, mine.
Yep. Jason was like, what happened here?
But Jason did get Kimberly at the end.
Did he?
Yeah.
He got
in Turbo. Remember that?
Oh, in Turbo. I don't know. I don't remember that movie much.
Yeah, they get possessed and they become villains
they
for like a little bit.
They get slimed. So anyway, why don't we move on to new release roundup and then we can wrap this show up for the week. Not a very strong week for new releases.
No.
Our pick of the week is the Tom Cruise Blu-ray collection.
Oh, wait, that came out?
Yeah. Which, I mean, it's basically all the Tom Cruise movies you basically want for on Blu-ray. So, except for, like, Mission Impossible series, but it's Top Gun, Collateral, Minority Report, War of the Worlds, and Days of Thunder on Blu-ray in one convenient package.
Yep, that's happening.
Days of Thunder is always on AMC or something.
Is it? I've seen it a while.
I've seen it a lot. I always see up to the point where they're racing those rental cars.
It's Michael Rooker, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I just remember, like...
He's the rival white car racer who...
I just remember, like, they're driving, like, the mellow yellow car. They both get in the horrible accident and, like, end up in, like... They have, like, the wheelchair race at the hospital.
Yep.
I'm gonna beat you in this wheelchair. So, also, Evil Dead 2, 25th anniversary on Blu-ray.
What?
Which, I mean, it already came out on Blu-ray, but I guess because it's, like, the 25th anniversary. So, re-release.
Dude, Amazon has it for $10. That's awesome. The new one,
yeah,
too, the anniversary edition. Mm-hmm. That's incredible.
We also have Pirates of the Caribbean and Lion King bare bones DVD releases.
Good.
In case you couldn't afford the crazy 3D versions. 3D Blu-rays. 8-disc set.
How?
50th anniversary of West Side Story on Blu-ray.
Finally. Practice my moves.
Mm-hmm.
I want a dancing gang.
Are you a jet or a
me
shark?
Me too, dude. Me too.
What else? There's
other shit too, folks. Bear with us.
There's a How to Train Your Dragons. It's a like two new stories.
How to milk a series.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, it's sort of like the Shrek holiday things. Except it's like it's not like holiday related. Just like here's some more stories, kids.
Here's some unfinished art that we just produced.
Yep. Our second-tier team did these while they were working on the new Shrek movie or something. Larry Crown is out. The Tom Hanks movie that no one remembers came out this year.
Oh, God, that's right. That did come
Tom
out.
Tom Hanks and Julia Roberts.
God, not Tom Hanks. Neither Tom Hanks nor Julia Roberts could save that movie.
No. It came out. No, it came out literally the weekend that Transformers came out.
Ah, that'll do it.
So they're like, old people, you don't like Transformers, come see Larry Crown.
Yeah.
That didn't work out very well.
No.
The complete series of Farscape is out this week. That's a show.
All right. Yeah, yeah. That was a show, all right.
There's a cult following for that show.
Hmm.
Looney Tunes Platinum Collection, Volume 1 on Blu-ray.
Very nice. Very expensive, so, yeah. But very nice.
Like, if you don't have Cartoon Network.
Yeah. Like, or if you're not watching Cartoon Network at, like, noon.
If you're yeah. unemployed, like I.
Season 1 of Being Human, which is the Sci-Fi Channel remake of a BBC show.
Pass.
Which is, like, a werewolf, a vampire, and a ghost live together.
Pass. I heard about the original. The original series before, this is before Twilight got popular, so the BBC, like, they try to make it original. Like, it was very,
yeah,
just like, oh, it's kind of like Friends, but they just all happen to have, like, weird and strange histories and powers. But, like, it's just them trying to live their lives. But then they made it, it came to America, and they interject all these, like, complicated things for no reason.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, now it's a love triangle. Oh, they're depressed. Like, it just, it became this wholly, totally different show.
Basically what happens to, like, pretty much every British show they try to bring over here.
Except for The Office, yeah. though. That's, like, the one thing that got away.
We also have Red vs. Blue, Season 9.
Yeah.
The popular...
I'm behind two seasons.
Popular Halo, like, machinima.
It's really nice.
Do they even use, like, Halo anymore? There's, like,
CG. They upgraded it. No, they upgraded to...
Do you use, like, Halo 3 Reach. Now or something? Or
Reach.
Oh, Reach? Okay.
They did use Halo 2, and then now they use 3, and now it's, like, Reach, I think. I'm behind, like, a season and plus. So.
Hmm.
It's funny. It's a good... It's funny.
If you're a fan of Halo, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
If, like, have lived Halo for, like...
Yeah, it's all, like, inside jokes
yeah.
to the Halo thing, so it's like, very weird if you just, like, watch an episode without, like, any understanding.
I'm sure it is. We also have Assassin's Creed Lineage.
Yeesh.
A tie-in to the new Assassin's Creed game.
How's that not free? Like, how is that not just given out
I don't
as
know.
Promotion?
Well, you could buy it on the PlayStation Network.
Yeah.
I rent it.
Or pay $100 for the collector's edition of the game.
Well, you do.
Or someone could just tell you, like, you know.
For PS3, if you buy Assassin's
Creed... YouTube.
I get, don't you... You get the first Assassin's Creed if you buy the new one, right? On a PS3?
Great. Yeah. Being as I already own it, doesn't really do much for me.
I've heard the first... Awful.
First game is a... glorify tech demo of, like, what could be a fun game, and then you play Assassin's Creed 2, and you're like, oh, I get it now.
One day, this will be playable. Hey, guys, next week we could at least look forward to a Madea Christmas.
Oh, my God, yes.
So, Chris, I think I know what you'll be getting for Christmas.
Hallelujah!
Yeah. I'm going to sit down and watch the Madea universe complete itself. It'd be great.
Just get a box set of, like, all the plays and stuff.
To continue the story?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I don't know what Madea does with her family and, like, her community. I remember when she went to jail?
Yeah.
And she reformed all the women there? And then she had a reunion where she met characters like the Browns?
God. That's enough, Tyler Perry.
And then I think she made a cameo appearance in The House That Prays Together or something like that.
Seen, like,
Tyler Perry's That's Enough.
So a couple more things out this week. We have Bellflower, which is this weird indie movie about this guy. He's in a relationship and it's failing, but he's also obsessed with, like, the post-apocalypse. And he's, like, building, like, a death car from Mad Max.
Oh. Good.
So it's like 500 Days of Summer plus Mad Max or something.
Oh.
Wow. So it's romance and kart racing and abusive... spousal abuse, like,
I don't, like, he's building, it's like, he and his friend are, like, building this, like, crazy souped-up car with, like, flamethrowers on it and stuff, while his, like, girlfriend's breaking up with him.
Yeah, good reason.
Yeah, it seems about right.
Mm-hmm. So another indie movie, Flypaper.
Ooh.
Who are these titles?
Which it's...
Yeah, now we're just naming movies that are coming out, yeah. Man. This is not good.
So it's Patrick Dempsey, Ashley Judd, and it's about, like, it's a bank heist, but there's, like, two rival gangs coming in. There's, like, a super high-tech, like, diehard Hans Gruber gang coming in. There's, like, these, like, two bumbling rednecks coming in to try to, like, rob the same bank.
Hmm.
I've heard about
it's
this.
It's a caper.
I've heard I thought this was, like, a Spike exclusive movie or something, because it seemed like it was filmed in a day or something.
I think it came out, like, one theater. It made, like, $1,000.
Jesus. I totally forgot, because, like, doesn't someone accidentally get killed and they don't know who did it or something? Or
I don't know. Like, Patrick Dempsey's, like, there in the middle trying to, like, he's like, hey, you guys can rob the vault and you guys can rob the ATMs.
I think he's also a robber, too, right?
I don't know. It's probably some twist at the end of it.
Well, it's like he's so smooth while like negotiating between the two that he has an ulterior motive. Plus, then Ashley Judd is in it.
I think she's like a bad killer or something.
Yeah, but then like they all try to like talk, and then they just find a dead body that like wasn't dead, and they try to figure out who was the killer and stuff. So it becomes this like murder mystery bank thing.
I don't know.
That's why I call it Flypaper, I guess. It's like they're all like full of shit, but whatever.
Hey, speaking of shit, I found Collateral Damage and Eraser in a 2-for-1 Blu-ray bundle for $7.99 on Amazon.
Amazing.
I think I'm buying that. I think that's happening. I don't own either of
them. One of those things is worth it.
Yeah.
So, last thing out this week, you can get Spy Kids 1 through 3 on Blu-ray in a convenient package.
Oh my god. I told you how, like, I discovered that Machete was a recurring character, and I was like, what? But, just explaining to people, like, the villains in each Spy Kids movie seems so insane. It's like, so the first one, it was, like, a kid show actor who wants to become, like, more than that, and then Monk's in it, and Monk becomes a bunch of hands on his head. And then the second movie, it's, like, Sylvester Stallone's back, and he's not... He's pre-expendables, so he's, like, flabby. And then...
I thought Stallone was in 3.
Was it?
Yeah, because, like, 3 was, like, the game one, where, like, they go in the video game.
I thought that was, fucking George Lopez.
No.
Yeah, George Lopez is one of them.
It's, like, Stallone is, like, the game master or something. And that was, like, super shitty, like, 3D, like, pre... Like, 2 years before Avatar came out, it was, like, 3D.
No, one of them had George Lopez in it.
It must have been 2, then.
Okay, because I know it was, like, Island of Dreams or something.
Yeah, that was 2. Was,
okay, yeah. That was the goal, was to steal dreams or something. I remember Ricardo Montalban was in it.
My God, Chris.
And like, he's handicapped. I forgot, like, he's, like, in a wheelchair, and it gets worse from there. Like, and then 4 showed up, and I didn't watch 4. I just, like, understood it was existing, 4, and then I was like...
4 was, like, Jeremy Piven wants to steal time.
Okay.
Using this, like, giant alternate dimension clock thing.
Why is Jessica Alba in this?
Because she's, like, the spy mom. But they don't know she's a spy.
And Joe McHale's in it.
And he's, like, he's trying to make a reality show about hunting spies.
And he could have been making more Community. Or The Soup. Mm-hmm. But he had to do this. Oh, well.
So, yep, that's it for the releases this week. Pretty bad. So, I think that's going to do it for this week's show. If you want more from us, you can go to www.everythingaction.com for news, features, reviews. We got a review of Immortals up, if you want to check that out. We got, speaking of the Crow, Action Hero of the Week is Eric Draven from the original.
Nicely done.
So, and a bunch of other stuff. Danny Elfman music highlighted this week in musical montage. So all the classic Danny Elfman hits, like the Batman theme, and Beetlejuice, mm-hmm. and Pee-wee's Big Adventure, Simpsons theme.
I often forget that he did the Simpsons theme.
Yeah. But then the weird thing is, like, Hans Zimmer did, like, the score for the movie.
Ooh, Rivals.
Yeah.
Working under the same roof. So, yeah. Hey, Danny Elfman, another thing he did was Dick Tracy.
Did he?
Yeah, it's great. It sounds exactly like the Batman soundtrack.
Also, Tales from the Crypt theme song.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot the theme song. Was it just like organ music?
It was like da 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 da.
That sounds like the beginning of The Simpsons. Oh, well.
Maybe you should go listen to them on the site, Chris.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So, yeah, all that stuff on www.everythingaction.com. And we're also on Facebook, facebook.com/everything.action is our Facebook page. And you can see a bunch of news stories we post on there, news stories from the site as they go up. You can check those out, like them, comment on them, put links you find on there you want to share with us. Whole bunch of stuff on the Facebook page. Also, twitter.com/EVAction is our Twitter page. And we retweet a bunch of news stories we find. You can see stuff from the site that get posted on there as well. And, I don't know, just a bunch of funny stuff. Sometimes we gotta do like another like live commentary thing on there.
Yeah, let's try to schedule one of those actually
None of us have done that in a while for Twitter.
Yeah.
You mean like a
live chat.
Yeah. We gotta do a freaking commentary.
Yeah.
We gotta do an audio track.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll do both. When I actually start watching fucking movies again.
Yeah.
I'll gladly handle
that. We're getting to Christmas break, so all your shows will be done, Joe.
Yeah.
So, also on iTunes, if you want to go to the iTunes Music Store, search for Everything Action. You can find our podcast on there. Rate it, leave comments. Also on the... Who the hell's typing?
That's me.
That sounds like an old-fashioned typewriter. That was loud as fuck.
Ching, ching. I was waiting for, like, the ringing when you, like, slam the thing back. So, also on the iTunes Store is our app you can download for your iPhone or iPod Touch, and it gives you the last 20 news stories. And you can also listen to the podcast on there. And you can send us email at contact@everythingaction.com. So, for Chris and Joe, I'm Zach, and we will see you next week.